It was the day of our class elections, and I had hoped to be elected class president that day. I lost by 2 votes. Later, I found out that my girlfriend and my best friend had somehow gotten so busy that day, they hadn't gotten around to voting. While subsequent events actually showed what better plans God had for that year, I wasn't too happy on that election day, no. Especially with two people who were pretty close to me. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about the real you lives at home. You know, it hurts when the people closest to you don't vote for you, especially if it's your family. Something's wrong if the people who know you best aren't on the list of people who admire you, respect you, trust you. God seems to think it's pretty important to have your family in your corner. He makes that priority clear even when he's spelling out the job qualifications for those aspiring to spiritual leadership. In 1 Timothy 3, verses 4 and 5, our word for today from the Word of God, here's what he says about spiritual leaders. He must manage his own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect. If anyone does not know how to manage his own family, how can he take care of God's church? In other words, if a person's having problems in his relationships at home, don't spread that infection to the church. Now, the issue here is really larger than just church leaders. It's just clear that God places a high priority on how each of us is doing with our wife, our husband, our children, our parents. In Proverbs 14:1, God describes the difference between a wise and a foolish woman. The wise woman builds her house, but with her own hands, the foolish one tears hers down. A woman has incredible power to either build her family up or tear them down. Later in that same chapter, God tells us that he who fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for his children, it will be a refuge. So a man is either giving his loved ones a place where they feel safe, or it's another battlefield. It may be that you have the vote of folks at work. They think you're great. Maybe you have the votes of the people who know the public you. You're charming, giving, and the folks at church, they hold you in high regard too. But none of that's what matters most. What matters is what your husband or wife thinks of you, your children, your parents. They see the real you. None of the fancy speeches or public acclaim or public image you have matters to them. They care if you're someone who puts others first or yourself first. If your actions at home measure up to your words outside the home. If you keep your promises or you break them. Your family cares if you lie or tell the truth. If you put them first or if they only get your leftovers. If they feel safe in your love, if you build them up or you tear them down. And those are things that really matter to God too. If you want to see what a person's really like, see what their family thinks of them. They know you without the image, without the mask, without the nice speeches. There is no greater honor than to have your family consider you a hero. There is no greater disgrace than to have your family not believe in you. If you don't carry your home precinct, you lose. You have nothing more important to do than to be what they need you to be.
Right now, here on the campus of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries, you would see a lot of excitement. We are building a brand new facility called the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center. This will be a place for young Native American men and women. They'll come and be discipled and equipped to be lifetime Jesus followers. These Native young people will be prepared with the skills and strategies needed to be messengers of hope to indigenous and worldwide communities. To find out more about the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center, please visit our website, hopefornativeamerica.com. That's hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.